Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection.
As Stevie Nicks brings us back, one of the great voices, one of the great songwriters of our time. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Joe Collins is here, licensed financial planning professional, but 13-year, almost 14-year member of the Navy, U.S. Navy. Joe, thank you for your service. He got out of the Navy to get involved in politics, and he did that. He ran against an entrenched member of Congress, Maxine Waters, one of the whack jobs of Congress, no question about that. And he ran against her. He put up a pretty good fight. Joe, are you going to take another run at her?
Yeah, we definitely are. We have to. We did a lot of positive things in the community, and so it would be wrong for us not to be able to not to run again.
You think you'll have momentum? You think you'll build some momentum?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm 100% sure we have a lot of momentum, the ability to fundraise, and we have a lot of support in our community as well.
You indicated in the last segment that you felt that your election was tinkered with, that it was not straight up, and that you're filing a lawsuit to work on that. As someone who was at ground zero in that election, you had all this at stake there. And you made a big showing there in a predominantly Democrat community, district.
Mm-hmm.
As you look out across the country at Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, as you look out across the country at those states that are being contested, what are your thoughts?
I think that going forward, we need more election security. That's what I think. What's going to happen in each state is already going to happen, but moving forward, I think we need our legislators to actually do something when it comes to verifying those who can vote or eligible to vote and what have you. So that's what I'm looking forward to going forward. As far as who the president is going to be, as far as who the electors are going to be, I'm in just as much suspense as everyone else.
Do you think this election was stolen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was. I think it was a lot of irregularities. I mean, we saw it over social media how they were throwing ballots away, shredding ballots, you know, reading the same ballots over and over again. And then you had the 3 a.m., 1 a.m., and 2 a.m. dumps of ballots for Joe Biden. I absolutely think it was a lot of funny business going on.
Yeah. And especially when you consider the some of the other things that happened. For example, another black American, Ken Blackwell, the former Secretary of State of Ohio, said this, Joe, I thought was pretty interesting, and maybe the best statement of all. He said, how could a president have coattails, meaning the congressional seats and the Senate seats that were won, how could a president have that kind of coattails and not have a coat? I thought that was a pretty good
exactly.
way to say it. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. We thought the same thing. You know, there were a lot of House seats. We have new seats in the Senate. Even on the local government, we have a lot of Republicans who gained office. So I just cannot see the president, losing to someone who, one, in my opinion, doesn't have a lot of support from the black community. It has created a lot of damage from the laws that he's been able to pass for the black and Latino community, and someone who really didn't get out there and campaign as hard as he should have for someone who wants to consider himself a winner.
Right, yeah. In terms of the irregularities, do you have any insights into the voting machines that were used in your district?
We know that we use Smartomatic, and we know that Smartomatic is partially owned by a foreign company. As well as a few members who sit on the legislative board and some government positions.
Wow.
And as far as how the machine works, we don't really know. We know they are able to plug up to the Internet, which, you know, it's not supposed to happen like that. They have slot drives for USB drives, which they're not supposed to have. But I think this has been going on for a very long time, which is why I'm proud that our campaign stepped up and, you know, filed our lawsuit to contest our results.
What do you hope to gain from that contesting of the result?
I hope that we can shine a light on the irregularities that we've been having in our voting system from a very long time, even from a few years ago when they were supposed to purge all the voter rolls. And I hope this can be a movement to go forward with election security, maybe utilizing social security numbers or thumbprints or something to verify votes, our voters to vote. And so that's what I hope to look for. That's what I hope to shine a light on.
Are other people like you in other races, are lawsuits like yours being filed in other parts of the country?
I'm pretty sure they are. I can't say for sure, but from what I hear, everybody is really upset that they're getting their lawsuit on.
Well, the reason I asked the question is because I think if we're going to find out what really happened, the answers are not going to come out of Washington, because I don't even call it the deep state anymore, Joe. I call it just the state. They're not even trying to hide their evidence, their existence anymore. The state in Washington is not going to allow the truth to come out. I think it's going to have to come from grassroots systems, lawsuits and discoveries like yours. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I hope so. And if the government do get enough balls to come out and tell us that they messed up, then that'll be a great day also.
Yeah, exactly. I think, and good luck with your lawsuit. If nothing else, just to show, to determine what happened. We'll come back as we wrap up our visit with Joe Collins. I'm going to ask him, how will black Americans go forward from this election? Those who voted for Trump, will they feel more emboldened because the election was stolen, or will they be disappointed and disillusioned? That's the question. After the break, Tintin, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.